her breath labored. I rolled my eyes. If it's me, I'll wear sneakers every day. I'm already over this. Less talking, more moving, Sylvia yelled. How do we get downstairs from here? Elise asked. What about Maxon? Chris huffed. Sylvia didn't answer. We followed her through a maze of hallways, looking for a path to the basement, watching as guard after guard ran in the opposite direction. I found myself admiring them, wondering if the courage it took to run toward danger for the sake of other people. The guards passing us were completely indistinguishable from one another, until a set of green eyes locked with mine. Aspen didn't look afraid or even startled. There was a problem, and he was on his way to fix it. That was simply who he was. Our gaze was brief, but it was enough. It was like that with Aspen. In a split second, without a word, I could tell him, be careful and stay safe. And saying nothing, he'd answer, I know, just take care of yourself. While I could easily be at peace with the things we didn't need to say, I had no such luck with the things we'd said out loud. Our last conversation wasn't exactly a happy one. I had been about to leave the palace and had asked him to give me some space to get over the selection. And then I'd ended up staying and had given him no explanation as to why. Maybe his patience with me was falling short, his ability to see only the best in me running dry. Somehow, I would have to fix that. I couldn't see a life for me that didn't include Aspen. Even now, as I hoped Maxon would choose me, a world without Aspen felt unimaginable. Here it is, Sylvia called, pushing a mysterious panel in a wall. We started down the stairs, Elise and Sylvia heading the charge. Damn it, Elise, pick up the pace, Celeste yelled. I wanted to be irritated that she said it, but I knew we were all thinking the same thing. As we descended into the darkness, I tried to reconcile myself to the hours that would be wasted, hiding like mice. We continued on, the sound of our escape covering the shouts, until one man's voice rang out right on top of us. Stop, he yelled. Chris and I turned together, watching as the uniform became clear. Wait, she called to the girls below. It's a guard. We stood on the steps, breathing heavily. He finally reached us, gasping himself.
Sorry, ladies. The rebels ran as soon as the shots were fired. Weren't in the mood for a fight today, I guess.
Sylvia, running her hands over her clothes to smooth them, spoke for us.
Has the king deemed it safe? If not, you're putting these girls in a very dangerous position.
The head of the guard cleared it. I'm sure his majesty.
You don't speak for the king. Come on, ladies, keep moving.
Are you serious? I asked. We're going down there for nothing. She fixed me with a stare that might have stopped a rebel in his tracks, and I shut my mouth. Sylvia and I had built a friendship of sorts, as she unknowingly helped me distract myself from Maxon and Aspen with her extra lessons. After my little stunt on the report a few days ago, it seemed that had dissolved into nothing. Turning to the guard, she continued,
Get an official order from the king and we'll return. Keep walking, ladies.
The guard and I shared an exasperated look and parted ways. Sylvia showed absolutely no remorse when, 20 minutes later, a different guard came, telling us we were free to go upstairs. I was so irritated by the whole situation, I didn't wait for Sylvia or the other girls. I climbed the stairs, exiting somewhere on the first floor, and continued to my room with my shoes still hooked on my fingers. My maids were missing, but a small silver platter holding an envelope was waiting on the bed. I recognized May's handwriting instantly and tore open the envelope, devouring her words.
Ames, we're aunts. Astra is perfect. I wish you were here to meet her in person, but we all understand you need to be at the palace right now. Do you think we'll be together for Christmas? Not that far away. I've got to get back to helping Kenna and James. I can't believe how pretty she is. Here's a picture for you. We love you. May.
I slipped the glossy photo from behind the note. Everyone was there except for Coda and me. James, Kenna's husband, was beaming, standing over his wife and daughter with puffy eyes. Kenna sat upright in the bed, holding a tiny pink bundle, looking equal parts thrilled and exhausted.